Johnstown.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werbin. Latest numbers on the coronavirus in Colorado released Saturday afternoon, and the state's reached a new milestone, although health experts say it's still well short of where we should be. There have now been just over 100,000 people tested for COVID-19. Just under 20% of those tests have been positive, for a total of 19,375 cases in 59 counties. Colorado also nearing another more grim milestone. 967 people have now died of the illness across the state. Other numbers show that Denver became the first county to tally more than 4,000 cases at 4,001. And per capita infection rates are a lot higher away from the Front Range metro areas. A couple of Western Slope counties, Eagle and Mesa, have both been seen as leading the way for much of the state in gearing up again. Both got variances from the state to officially restart business early when it was clear their numbers were declining. Eagle County, which is home to Vail and Beaver Creek, is about 2 weeks into its first phase of reopening. Retail stores and offices have been open with social distancing, and many restaurants have done well with takeout and delivery. Some lodging is open too, but only for local residents. If the trend continues down, they may soon move into phase two. The three biggest kinds of hotspots nationwide have proven to be meatpacking plants, nursing homes, and prisons. 17 inmates have now tested positive at the Jefferson County Jail in Golden. A 3-year-old boy shot Saturday evening in the North Denver suburb of North Glen.
That toddler was shot in the foot at a home in a neighborhood just off I-25. Police initially investigated an accidental gun discharge there. What they found was that the child managed to get a hold of that weapon and was the one who shot himself. He was taken to a local hospital. His foot injuries said not to be life-threatening. I'm Jim Williams.
I'm Ted Werbin on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
Are you interested in saving $1,000 or more each month? Then why not take advantage of a free mortgage review from American Financing? See if you can lower your mortgage rate or consolidate high-interest debt. There are no upfront fees to pay, and it only takes 10 minutes to start. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hey, Colorado. Governor Jared Polis here. Thank you to everyone who's donated or volunteered for Colorado's COVID-19 Relief Fund. Tough times often bring us closer together. Together, we've already raised more than $16 million, and hundreds of you have volunteered to help with important tasks like delivering food and medication. You can help make a difference, too. Visit HelpColoradoNow.org and find out what you can do to get involved. Thank you, Colorado. We're going to get through this together.
This message brought to you by the Office of the Governor and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Hi, this is radio host Bob Enyart, spokesman for Colorado and American Right to Life. God said, do not murder. They say you have a choice. The truth is, the choice in what is called a pro-choice right is about killing a child in the womb. Tragically, many on the left now advocate killing these babies even after they are born. Please choose God's law, choose life and love, and help us abolish abortion.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Hey, all. Lee Turner Jr. here, owner of Tango Firearms Training. I'm a certified NRA pistol instructor, NRA range safety officer, and U.S. Marine Corps combat veteran. Don't be a victim. Here at TFT, we offer personalized instruction for individuals, couples, and groups. Learn how to defend yourself and your family effectively and safely. Just click on TangoFirearmsTraining.com. That's TangoFirearmsTraining.com. We offer courses in handgun safety and training, home and concealed carry defense, and concealed handgun permits. You will be trained in self-defense with a firearm against a threat when confronted in a solo or family setting, out in public, or in your own home. And yes, our courses meet all Colorado state requirements. Learn how to protect yourself and those you love. To learn more about myself and TFT, just click on TangoFirearmsTraining.com. That's TangoFirearmsTraining.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit allamericangold.com.
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they're American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Welcome to today's program, Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. Rick Rodriguez, founder of the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. I've been following a kind of a series through the previous weeks, starting with, let's say on Passover Sunday, the day that Christ resurrected. And after his resurrection, he ascended to the third heaven. And it says that when he left this earth, he was actually in a caravan with the angels that escorted him to the third heaven. You might say it was the limousine of heaven. And these angels escorted him all the way up to the area of Orion and into the third heaven. And these chariots, which we would call in the Old Testament chariots, were actually the angels in a, you might say, in a parade, bringing Messiah to the throne and presenting him with great honor before his Father. And then that evening, he came back in the evening and met the disciples. He told them to be at peace. He was alive, and he breathed upon them. And that was the birth of the church, the body of Christ. Then 40 days later, he would return. He actually visited them until after his ascension. And then he told them to remain in Jerusalem until he would come and baptize them with the Holy Spirit. Now, in the Christian life, there is the initial experience that every believer in Christ, in Messiah, has to have. This is a mandatory experience, and that is to be born again. If you are not born again, you may know God, you may believe in God, you may believe in the power of God, you may understand God in your mind, but if you are not born again, if Christ does not live in you, if the Holy Spirit is not in you, then you are a nominal Christian. You are a Christian you're not even a Christian. You believe in Christian things. You may believe in the Bible. But you're nominal in the sense that you're in name only. I could say that I am a Russian, and I can believe that I'm a Russian. which I'm not. I'm an American. But I would be Russian in name only, but in experience and reality, I'm an American. If you are born again, then you are a member of the body of Christ. You are a born-again believer in Messiah. If not, again, you are nominal, just in name only. So, the Christian walk, the Christian life, the beginning of the experiences of the true experiences of God begin with rebirth or the born-again experience. That is the mandatory experience every person that believes in Christ must have, that says they believe in Christ. They must have that experience where Christ dwells in them. Now, there are other two experiences that are, I would say, mandatory for the Christian walk. These are not doctrines. These are experiences, what I'm going to present to you, the next two. They are not something that you can just believe that you have, but you have to experience these next two points. Secondly is water baptism. Being baptized in water, not sprinkled when you were a child in a ritual within the Catholicism, the Greek Orthodox, many of the churches, ecumenical churches, they sprinkle with water. That's when you're a child. This is before you are using free will. As you grow older and you begin to use free will, then that sprinkling of water, you can be consecrated. They can consecrate you to the Lord. The sprinkling of water is just a type. But once you are born again, a vital experience is water baptism, so that your sins can be forgiven. This is not a doctrine. This is an experience with believers. It is an experience that sets believers free from the power of the past, from the power of the sins of the past, no matter what those sins are. It frees you from the guilt of those sins of the past. You must have water baptism as an experience. I was born again, and for 2.5 years, I knew something had changed in my life. Christ was in me. And during those 2.5 years, I lived the way I wanted to live as a Christian. I was in the world. I was in the sins of the world. I was doing what the people at that time did. But I was a believer. I would talk about the Lord. And I enjoy talking to people about the Lord when I'm at a bar and I'm drinking and I'm living riotously. And something wasn't right. Well, then a friend had given me a little New Testament, and I'd been reading the New Testament. For the first 2 years, I basically didn't read the Bible. My grandmother gave me Good News for Modern Men, which was a Catholic, I think, Bible for young people. But I received a New Testament, and I began just to read it. And in there, I kept seeing this matter of being baptized in water. John the Baptist baptized in water. Christ was baptized by John the Baptist. And I kept seeing this over and over. And one day, something happened, and I had the realization and the revelation that I needed to be water baptized. I needed to be baptized in water. Now, I'm going to hold right here and say something. I want to interject this. All revelation in the Christian life comes from God. You may think it may come from your own mind, but all revelation comes from God. True revelation, spiritual revelation that is righteous revelation. And what I mean by that is this. Peter and John, and I think it was Andrew, were with Christ, and Christ asked them the question, who do men say that I am? And some said, well, they think, some say this, some say that. And Peter said, thou art the Christ. We say that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Lord told Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, that revelation that I am the Son of God. But my Father who is in heaven revealed that to you. So upon that stone, upon that rock, I will build my church. The rock was not Peter. The rock was not Peter. In the Catholic teaching and some of the teachings of other churches, Peter was the rock. No, no, no. The rock was the revelation that Peter received that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That revelation was what the church would be built upon. That is the foundation. That is the solid understanding and revelation. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That is the rock that Christ is talking about. It's not talking about a person. Peter was a stone, just like every believer is a stone. We are being put together as a building. But the revelation, nothing happens without revelation. You are not born again without God revealing to you that you need to have the Holy Spirit live inside of you. You cannot see who Christ is without revelation. You cannot walk by faith without God showing you and giving you an understanding that to please God, you must believe. That revelation, all revelation in the spiritual things, comes from God the Father. Revelation. I made some points, and I'm going to just give them. Okay, by faith, through revelation of God, you believe that you're a sinner and that you are going to eternal fire unless you repent and have a change in your thinking and receive God's Messiah. That comes by revelation. If you have vision as a Christian, as you begin to walk with the Lord, and you get to see the deep doctrines and the deep mysteries of God, that comes by revelation from God. That doesn't come from your own mind. It comes by revelation from God. If you have vision, it's by revelation. The blessings that you receive. Yes, good things happen to all of us. And we can say, well, it just happened, chance. It's just, you know, the flip of the coin. It's luck. No. We as believers, we know that nothing happens by accident in our lives. Everything is known by God and is allowed by God, whether good or bad, to test us or as an attack by the forces of darkness. And even when we're being under attack, when we're under attack by the forces of darkness, God will have to give us revelation so that we understand, wow, this is not the hand of God. This is the attack of the devil. That is revelation. Everything in the Christian life comes by revelation. Then to know and understand who God is as the Godhead, as the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that comes by revelation. God's appointments for you in time. You know, marriage is the big item of the day. It's the big experience of the day. But if you just choose a wife or a husband, like you would go out and look at a new home or a car, if you don't have the revelation from the Holy Spirit that this person that you're going to marry was ordained for you from the foundation of the world, then once you marry, down the road, you're going to have trouble and you are going to divorce or separate. But if you know from the, if you have prayed and you have prayed and you have prayed and you have made sure that you keep your emotions and your feelings out of that decision, and God reveals to you His plan, then what will happen will be rock solid. I know in my life and with many friends that I know that have been in the Lord for years and years, they married the person that God had ordained for them to be their partner through life, their spouse through life, and nothing, though things happened during time, nothing shook the marriage. The marriage stayed rock solid because they had the revelation that God had put them together. It wasn't because of a natural aspects to courting. Oh, I like that person because they're handsome or they're beautiful or they're talented or they're wealthy or they're whatever. No, it came by revelation. This was the experience my wife and I both had. It was by revelation. So now that I've laid that down, now I'm going to go back to where I took this little jump. Don't forget it, though. Everything comes by revelation. Everything. It's very important. It's vital that the Christian church, churches, all the churches, all seven churches, understand that everything that we receive is by revelation. If it's not by revelation, and we have to test what we're seeing, what we're believing, to make sure that it's not coming from the kingdom of darkness, but it's coming from the kingdom of heaven. We have to understand that. We have to be careful. We have to use our discernment. Discernment, the gifts, they're by revelation. The gifts that I have, that God has given me, I can write them down. And I know that they are given to me for my work in Christ because I receive them by revelation. I receive them by revelation. Now, I'm going to focus today on, over the last couple of weeks, I have talked to this audience about anointing and about unction, about intuitive abilities that every believer has to have, every believer has, every believer must use. We must use the intuitive abilities that God has given us in our spirit, because those intuitive abilities help us see things that are not natural, help us even look into the future to see things that are coming that are negative, that are of the plan of the devil to destroy us. We have to be careful about our future, making decisions that are wrong decisions that are going to hurt us. Marriage is the best example I can use. You have to be careful, young people, when you're planning to get married. It is not a light thing. We are a throwaway society. We marry, we throw whoever it was we married away and marry somebody else. We throw them away and marry somebody else. It causes problems. God forgives, but there are still consequences. But God, because of His goodness and His mercy and His grace, He can still keep us in the race so we can be useful. We can be productive. We are beneficial. All of God's children have something to contribute to this kingdom that has been put in our hand. We have been given a kingdom that we are to oversee. All of us can contribute if we have the right attitude and if we desire the things of God, not just the things of the world. We need the things of the world. We need food. We need clothing. We need lodging. We need all this. But these are temporal. We need to have a heart that wants the deep things of God that are eternal. And I can go off in that direction right now, but I want to come back. Okay. You must be baptized. But the third thing, this second great experience, you might say, it's necessary, is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, I was born again for 2.5 years. I was not baptized. But then I'd read that I needed to be baptized. So all of a sudden, for about 3 months, it was just this real pressing desire. I know it was a need. It was something that I had to have. I don't know what it was, but in my anointing, in my unction, I knew God was telling me, you need to be baptized, because I had too many sins that were clinging on to me, that were giving me direction, too many sins that were leading me in whatever direction the devil wanted to take me. I needed to be water baptized. And finally, there was a friend of mine who took a friend, two sisters that I knew. I graduated with one, and the other was a couple years younger. And the younger girl was going to Golden, Colorado to catch a train to go to the Western Slope. And the other friend that I graduated with, I had been talking to her about getting baptized in one of the Pentecostal churches. And but it kept falling through. Well, this one day, this friend, she said, I'm taking Kathy to Golden. Do you want to go with us and fellowship? And it just so happened I was a lifeguard, but it was early in the morning, and I thought, yeah, I got time. So we went up, and on the way back, she gave me a letter that a friend who lived in California had written to her. And she said, the friend said, have you seen Rick lately? I've been praying for him. When I saw that part of that letter, she let me read it. It jumped out at me. And I asked her, I said, Delaine, I said, do you think it would be crazy for me to hitchhike to California to be baptized? And she said, no, you need to do it. You need to do it. Well, it was in the spring. It was late May. In fact, it was almost the weekend of Labor Day. And she says, no, do it. I packed my backpack, and I did hitchhike to California. It took me a couple of days. I got to Berkeley, California, got there at noon at a noon service. That afternoon, that evening, actually, after the Lord's table at this little church, they were going to have a baptism, and they were going to baptize people at the fountain on the campus at UC Berkeley. And they asked me if I wanted to be baptized. That's the reason I was there. I said, absolutely. After the evening meeting, it was just getting dark. It was about 9 o'clock. We went to the fountain at UC Berkeley, and there were about 12 people. 12 young men, a couple of young girls, and they baptized us in that fountain. And I was the last one to get baptized. I didn't know, this was new to me, but I just gave, everybody was giving a testimony. Well, I didn't know what I was going to say. But when it was my turn, before they put me in the water, before they dunked me, I just said, I have had the first 25 years, and I am giving the rest of my life to the Lord Jesus. The rest is His. And I was baptized, and the things that happened from that day forward were unbelievable. I don't have time to tell you all the things that happened. About 6 weeks later, I ended up staying in Berkeley in the little church there with that group. And about 6 weeks later, the Holy Spirit came to me and told me, if you had not obeyed me to come to California to be baptized, and if you would have not obeyed me to stay here in California to keep you away from negative influence of your friends, I would have had to pass you by. You would still be my child, but the work and the calling on your life would be different. It came by revelation, and it put fear in me, and I never forgot that. To this very day, I have the fear that I would do something and miss the plan that God had for me, the great plan and have to take something lesser. It God put the fear in me. When we get back after this break, I'm going to talk to you now about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because many in this audience need it. I will talk to you shortly.
Not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Did the insurance company divorce your mountain house? Then call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have over 50 years combined experience in fire mitigation. Let us climb, cut, trim, haul your worries away. We know brokers who specialize in mountain property, and we don't hire no snowflakes.
I'll talk to you, Mickey.
Hey, you're not in this commercial. Again, call Affordable Tree Service at 970-568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Triangle Cross Ranch in Gailton, Colorado, has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable, nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things like animal therapy with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus
walked. Oh, when he walked.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
He washed my sins away.
When Jesus washed your sins away, baptism, water baptism, when he washed your sins away, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter said, "Turn back to God, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins will be forgiven. Then you will be given the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you and your children. It is for everyone our Lord God will choose, no matter where they live." Water baptism and baptism of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts, it will switch it up. Sometimes they receive the Holy Spirit, then they would be water baptized. But firstly, they were born again. Initially, they were born again. You must be born again first. Then you can be washed through the baptism of water, and you can receive the Holy Spirit. This is where I felt that the Holy Spirit wanted me to go today, is to give you an understanding. The initial experience, you must be born again. Then two vital experiences are water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, I had been baptized, and for, let's say, 5, 10, 20 years. Let's see, I was baptized in June of 1974, and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in January 1991. So what was that difference? 25 years, roughly? But during the 25 years, I believe I had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit because I was fervent for the Lord. I was involved in the things of the Lord. But then one day, I'm in Longmont, Colorado. I'm driving down a street, and I see a young man standing by the park, Roosevelt Park. And he's praying for this older gentleman. And I can see he's laying hands on this gentleman. Right there at about noon, little 1 o'clock in the afternoon, praying for this guy. And I knew he was a Christian, so I pulled over. And when he finished praying for the guy, he started walking down the street. I pulled beyond him, parked. And as he came by, I rolled down the window of the truck, and I said, "Hey." And he walked over to me like a drill sergeant. He said, "How can I help you?" And I said, "Yeah, I saw you praying for this gentleman out here." And I said, "I wanted to say hi. I said, I know you're a Christian, and praise the Lord, brother. I really appreciate, I mean, it's really neat to see you doing that." He goes, "Well," he said, "I prayed for him a month ago. He's deaf. But I prayed for him a month ago, and I hadn't seen him for a month, and I was coming down the street. I saw him. I decided to ask him how he's doing. He said that the hearing came back in one of his ears, but he's still deaf in the other ear. So I was praying for the other ear so he would receive his hearing." I thought, "Wow, cool." And he said, "So where do you go to church?" I said, "Well, right now I go to Fort Collins or to Loveland occasionally." And he said, "Hey, well, I'm a member of a little Pentecostal church, and tonight we're having revival. We're going to have revival Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. I'd like to invite you. Would you come?" And I said, "Sure, I'll be there at 7 o'clock. So I went that evening, and there was a man, his name was Del Franklin. He was a Baptist going to school in Springfield, Missouri, at the Baptist Seminary, but there's also the Pentecostal churches there. And as a Baptist, he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and so he's praying for his roommates and the dorm mates to be saved, to be healed, but he's a Baptist. But he said, "I saw it in the Bible, so I was just doing what the Bible said," and he said, "I know that I got baptized in the Holy Spirit." So he was talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit on Tuesday. After that meeting on Tuesday, I said, "Del, what are you doing tomorrow?" He says, "Well, I'll be in the motel, you know, until the service tomorrow night." And I said, "Do you mind if I come and visit you?" And he says, "No, please, I'd enjoy the fellowship." So I went to visit him at 11 in the morning. And I had a question for him, but I didn't know what the question was. So we sat down. He just started telling me his experiences of being at the Baptist college and praying for the sick that were sick and healing and casting out demons in the Baptist seminary. And he got called to the dean's office, and they said, "Well, Dale, you can't do this because we're Baptists." He goes, "Well, I know that, but I see in the Bible that we're supposed to pray for the sick, cast out demons, and friends are coming to me in the dorm." and they're asking me to pray for them. And I am, and the demons are leaving, and they're getting healed. He goes, well, okay. And the dean of the Baptist college didn't know what to tell him. He said, okay, all right. Left it alone. So Dale is telling me story after story. And I stopped him at one time. I said, Dale, I have a question for you, but I don't know what it is, but the Lord is going to give it to me in a second. Well, about 30 minutes later, after he continued with his testimony of the things that happened to him after his baptism, I asked him the question. I said, okay, what is this baptism of the Holy Spirit you're talking about? Well, he'd been talking, giving me the experiences, but I didn't get it. Again, all things come by revelation. He was after graduation, all of the young men that graduated, they're given appointments throughout the country at Baptist seminaries or wherever. But he wasn't given anything. And finally, the last day, the dean of the college felt really bad, said, Dell, the only thing I have available is up in Canada, just 100 miles north of the border, is a little small city, a lot of alcoholism, drug addicts, wife beaters, incest, broken marriages. Dale said, I'll take it. That's exactly what I was praying for. And he went up there, and then he was able, in that little Baptist church, as a Baptist, he's praying for these people, laying hands on them, and the miracles that took place are unbelievable. Then they came to him and said, well, Dale, we don't need your services here anymore, but up further north, up by the Yukon, we got another, it's even worse up there. Would you be willing? It's hard. He said, that's exactly what I've been praying for. He went up, and these people up there, alcoholism, drug addicts, especially within the Eskimo Indian groups, divorces, little children without parents, it's a disaster. And he told me all about that. And he said that the miracles that he would see, these two little girls wanted to come to church, but it's 20 below, and they lived a mile away, and the car wouldn't start. And so the little girl said, Mom, we're going to church, and they walked out the door. Well, then once the mom realized they were actually heading to church at 20 below at 6:30 at night, that they were all freaked out. And the little girls, they just got to the church. And when they got to the church, they didn't have their coats on. They were just in their sweaters. They were carrying their coats. And everybody was in the church. They were screaming, saying, well, get your coats on, get your coats on. You're going to get frostbite. And the girl said, oh, no, we prayed and we asked the Lord, Lord, we want you to put a bubble of heat around us so that we don't freeze. And she said, it got so hot, we had to take our coats off. And they walked to church. They thought, well, maybe it's just because they were walking fast. They said, no, we took our time. It was so warm out, we were stopping everywhere looking at everything. These are the type of things that happened with this brother and his little fellowship. On Saturday night, on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, testimony after testimony. Saturday night, my wife, we were there with our niece. And my wife said, halfway through the meeting, my wife said, you need to go up front. And I said, well, yeah, I think I should, but you got to come with me. She said, okay. So we went up. I was the first one in line. And Dale came over, and he was short, and he put his hands up on my head and began to pray for me. And I closed my eyes, and I'm waiting for something to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen. I thought maybe I was going to fall down or see lights or fireworks or hear a word from heaven or something. And he's praying. And then he finished praying for me and went to my wife. And there were about 20 people in the line up at the front. And I'll say 15. But anyhow, I knew he was going to go down the line, but I'm standing there waiting for something to happen, and nothing was happening. So it was about 2, 3, 4 minutes, and all of a sudden I realized Dell was standing back in front of me, and I opened my eyes, and there he was, and he just looked, just staring at me. And I'm looking at him, and he says, "Rick," this is what he told me, "Rick, the baptism of the Holy Spirit isn't a feeling. It's not lights going on. It's not falling down. It's not hearing a voice from heaven." He says, "You receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit by faith. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is received by faith." Well, with my fundamental background, I knew exactly what he meant. I knew it was all by faith, and I received it. Nothing happened, but I knew in my mind, amen. I said, amen. And then that night, things began to happen. I went home, went to bed. In the middle of the night, it was wintertime. It was January of 1991. It had been snowing. And all of a sudden, I was living in a farm in the basement, and they had small windows. All of a sudden, that room lit up like it was daytime. And the light was coming in through the west windows and little tiny shade, little curtains. But that whole room was lit up. And I wanted to pull those curtains back to see. I thought maybe somebody had driven a car onto the lawn and was shining the light into the basement. And the lights went out. We ran upstairs. My wife was there. We both ran upstairs, went to the west side of the house, looked out the west windows. We had a fence, a picket fence, 40 feet away from the house, little road out there. Snow was about 8 inches deep. And there was not a track. There was nothing in the snow. We could see it. The lights from the city were illuminating the ground. We could see everything. Nothing there. And went back down, went to sleep. And from that day on, for the next year, things happened to me so that the Lord could burn these experiences into me on what the baptism of the Holy Spirit was. And that next year, I had to live by faith. I had to pour miracles. We had to live by miracles. It was just an unbelievable year. But I realize now I was very clear on the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to say something. Because I'm running short of time, I had chapter 1 and chapter 2 of the book of Acts all printed out. I wanted to read it today. Because I'm limited in time, I'm not going to be able to. I'm going to have to just continue with my testimony. But I want to say this. Many of you here, many are Catholics, are Episcopalian, are from all of the seven churches, but not necessarily Pentecostal, not necessarily Charismatic, Baptists, Episcopalian, Methodist, Anglican, all of the other churches. That's not the normal practice to be baptized in the Holy Spirit because of tradition and because it's of their doctrine. But I'm going to tell you something now. You need to desire, if you are not water baptized, I ask you to be water baptized. It is an experience. It's mandatory for the forgiving of your sins if you're born again. Secondly, if you do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, for 25 years I thought I had it, but I didn't. You have to ask the Lord for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Tell him, "I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit if I'm not," because it is something that is vital for the Christian warfare. Both baptism in the water and the baptism of the Holy Spirit are vital for spiritual warfare with the believer. individually and collectively. I'm going to tell you something now. Here's what the Holy Spirit told me. Wherever throughout this world, the believers, the true believers, regardless of the assembly, the churches, whether they're Catholic, whether they're Lutheran, whether they're Episcopalian, Methodist, Anglican, any of the Protestant churches, Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox, any of the Greek Catholic churches, regardless, if in this world you are a Christian in any of the denominations, any of the ecumenical churches of any kind, be baptized in the water and be baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit now, at the end of the world, is going to begin something that I believe began with the presidency of Donald Trump. The Holy Spirit is beginning the final baptism of His people in this world, in all the nations, all of the continents, all of the languages. If you're Asian, if you're Vietnamese, if you are from Angola, if you are Muslim and born again, or were Muslim, if you're Arab, if you're Russian, if you're from South America, if you're Latin, if you're from Africa, if you're black, if you're from the European Anglo nations, if you're rich, if you're poor, if you're educated, if you're non-educated, if you're a child, if you're middle-aged, if you're a young man, a young woman, if you're old, I don't care. God at the end of the world is going to pour His Holy Spirit upon all the nations, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is coming to the whole earth. I'm telling you the truth. I'll be back to finish out the hour.
Hi, this is Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group. I'm sure you're probably aware of the reputations of many of the precious metals dealers here in the Front Range. I talk to customers all the time that know gold and silver are strong investments, that they are a hedge against a volatile economy. But these customers don't know where to buy gold and silver and are very justifiably concerned that they'll get ripped off. So I want to make you this promise. At Patriot Trading Group, there are no commission salespeople. We don't make outbound phone calls. We don't try to upsell you into some scam or package that we created. We don't disclose your information to anyone ever. The majority of our business comes from referrals and long-time repeat customers. If you're looking to learn about or invest in precious metals, give us a call at 800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com. That's 800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com. The Patriot Trading Group. No salespeople, no calls, just old-fashioned service.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
CBD is everywhere nowadays, but at Colorado Platinum Care, if you mention the word freedom, you get 25% off your order. If you or a loved one is suffering from arthritis or joint pain, CBD can help alleviate that. Colorado Platinum Care in Greeley has a great selection of CBD tinctures and pain creams for you or your family pet. And with every purchase, you also get a free CBD coffee. So come on down to 916 8th Avenue in Greeley or call 970-324-5268 and ask for Scott.
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219 or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
I'm finishing out the hour. Next week, I will go to 2 hours. Next week, I begin 2-hour programs, and I really need them. The election of Donald Trump began the great final time of God revealing himself from this point forward to the nations. The revelation of God and the knowledge of God to the nations has begun. The great pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon God's seven churches internationally has begun. I want those in this audience be water baptized and ask that the Lord Jesus will pour out His Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Do not be ashamed. It is by faith. You will receive it by revelation. It is important for spiritual battle, for the war that is coming, that your sins be washed and that you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit on your life. It is vital. I'm going to continue this direction next week. I'll tell you why I believe it was Donald Trump that started this. I don't have time. I have to finish this hour out. I have to give out my contact information. It is Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Again, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, or Rick Rodriguez. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. If you will help me, support me, so that I can go to 2 hours and not have to worry about finances, I would appreciate it. God will bless you. I'm not going to tell you He's going to get you a new car, a new house, a new anything. No. If God prompts you, you do what He asks you to do. He will take care of the rest. That's not in my power. I am not 501c3. I cannot give you tax credit. I just can't do that. But if you want to help me, I would appreciate it. Now, these podcasts of this program are on 1360khnc.com and also Olive Tree. And also the open forum on Thursday. Lord Jesus, I pray your Holy Spirit. I pray the baptism of your Holy Spirit on this audience. Baptize these people in your Holy Spirit. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'll talk to you next week. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Eric for Grenon Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Grenon Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and seal leaks. Call Jim at Grenon Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up. With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.